A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. But early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." Commentary by Father Jordi Pascual from Girona, Spain. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. Today we contemplate in the Gospel the merciful face of Jesus. God is love, love that forgives, love that has compassion on our failings, love that saves. The teachers of the law of Moses and the Pharisees said, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery," and they asked the Lord, "So what do you say?" They were not as much interested in following Jesus' teachings as they were in accusing him of going against the Mosaic law. But the Master takes advantage of this occasion to manifest that he has come to seek the sinners, to straighten out the fallen, to call them to conversion and to penance. And this is for us the message for Lent. Since we are all sinners and we all need God's saving grace. Today it is said that the sense of sin is lost. There are many who do not know what is good or bad, nor why. It is like saying, in a positive way, that the sense of love for God is lost. The sense of God's love for us and the reciprocity this love demands from us. He who loves does not offend. He who recognizes being loved and forgiven renders love for love. Ramon Llull wrote, "They asked the friend, which was the spring of love? He answered, the one where the beloved has cleansed our faults." This is why the sense of conversion and penance during Lent is to confront us face to face with God, looking to the eyes of the Lord in the cross, to personally go and confess our sins to him through the sacrament of penance. And Jesus will tell us, as he did with the woman in John's Gospel, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." God forgives, and this entails a demand on our side, a commitment. Do not sin again.